Hello and welcome to Not a Number of the Oscar Mike Media Podcast. This is...
Oh, isn't it? I've set my file name up as 66.
Nah, it's not numbered this week, man. It's
oh, I'm going to have to do it again.
Are you going to like stop?
No, it's all right. We can roll with it. I'll just have to change the file name afterwards.
Just rename it when you finish recording. It's fine. It'll be fine.
It's going to wind me up for 2 hours now.
Yeah, this is the pre-E3 special. Because mine says OOM Podcast pre-E3 2012.
Pre E3 is too clunky. I think we should just go for pre-3.
Pre-3.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm bored. Pre-3. I'm bored with pre-3.
Cool.
This is the special one that comes before E3. You can tell it's special because it's on a Sunday, and that's not the normal day.
How was your Sunday, listener?
Yeah. The reason it's on a Sunday is because tomorrow, that's like Monday. It's not tomorrow for us. Tomorrow's Friday for us. But this is how.
No, tomorrow's well Monday.
This is how time works.
Monday.
Yeah. Well, actually, every time you start playing, we have to sit down and just speak into microphones. That's how it works. It's actually all live, just no one's realised.
We're watching you all.
Always. On Monday, we'll be having podcasts go out. Monday will be the Microsoft podcast will go out in the evening. And then Tuesday, the Sony podcast will go up in like the middle of the day, and the Nintendo podcast will go up in the evening, because we're not going to record the Sony podcast after the Sony press conference finishes, because that's like 4 a.m. and fuck that. That's not going to happen.
Mm. Yeah, I'm hoping to not be awake long enough to record a podcast.
Yeah, we're going to kind of finish.
Oh, Sony press Sony's free conference overnight.
Yeah, basically. Basically, that's what I'm thinking, and I think there's a block that I've scheduled for people to sleep, and they'll call Sony.
That's really kind.
Schedule their sleep.
I'm actually going to be absent on those podcasts.
Yeah, Kev's not
going to
be on the podcast.
So.
On account of not really caring about our listeners.
apparently, Kev has a social life.
I'm just going to see the Queen. That's all that's happening. So.
Well, I might have to skip out, because I've heard that the Olympic torch is coming through my town.
Oh, really?
Apparently, it will be passing approximately 50 yards from my front door.
Oh, well, can you not just, like, look out the window or something?
No, there's
oh, there it is.
Big block of flats in the way.
Yeah, fuckers. Go not.
It's in on TV. Why do you need to go out?
Well, this is an idea. I mean, it's coming at, like, 20 past 6 in the morning, so.
Oh, is it? Oh, fuck that.
I'll probably just, like, watch the local news and see pictures of it and go, oh, it's my house.
Nice.
I should probably find out where it's coming to Brighton.
It's not coming to Brighton. Nobody could run with it, because they've all got bare feet. They're scared of getting glass in their feet.
I will admit, I've had bare feet this week because it's been so hot.
Really?
I've been sick.
You're such a cliche.
You do the rest of us a disservice. Just genuinely, because it's so hot in the office. So I come in the office and I take my shoes and socks off.
Oh, you literally can't do that. Anyone padding around the office in their bare feet.
To be fair, it's not just me.
Rolled over with a desk chair.
It's not just me. Where the company directors does it as well, which makes it fine.
Kind of a hippie company do you work for? You're singing Kumbaya at lunchtime.
No,
passing
today
around
we
grains to eat for snacks.
No, today we spent like an hour.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with grains.
Today we spent like an hour talking about getting two massive projectors. That we were like, yeah, no, it'd be cool because we could put like objectives and stuff on them, and also they could probably play the Euro Championships, so that would be good.
Bonus.
Giant football, like. But then we realized it's probably quite impractical, because we were like, well, we're going to put these on the wall, so there's going to be like a 117-inch screen 6 inches in front of me, which probably isn't ideal, if I'm honest. Not the best plans we realized. Just a giant boot right in front of my eyes. So pre-E3 special, we're going to run through this in the order of the big three press conferences. First up, Microsoft. Microsoft are probably going to be like, hey, Kinect. That's my feelings.
Yeah. They're probably going to say, remember when our motion control system beat Sony's, like, by a long shot?
A long way.
Well, we're still doing it, so there's some more jumping around and pretending we're in a raft and making crude gestures.
We heard you like dancing.
Yes. We brought out a range of dancing games for different dancing styles, all under the same Microsoft Dancing.
Oh, and I will literally come unglued if they introduce a dancing mode to Halo 4. That would be the best thing ever. Just to see that fan base just totally lose their shit.
No, do you know what? Do you know what would make me ridiculously happy? If Kev's right and they actually introduce like a dancing label, like a dancing sub-label of the Microsoft Game Studios label.
Microsoft Dance.
Yeah, Microsoft Dance. I'll be fucking all over that.
That's my prediction.
There'll be so many videos of me dancing on TSA if that happens.
Oh, God.
I think my favourite video would be you dancing to the Microsoft Dance Reggae Edition. I think I'd quite like to watch that.
Do you know what? I think Eurogamer this year, I'm going to have to do like a comparative video. Like me dancing Dance Central and then go and try other dance games.
Well, we don't know what they'll have at Eurogamer this year, dance game-wise.
That's true.
I suppose maybe we'll find out at E3. They'll tell us what they're going to have.
There'll be that. Well, there'll be a Dance Central game because there will be. And there'll probably be...
Because fact.
Yeah, basically. And they'll probably be like, what's that Sony 1? Sony announced something today, didn't they?
Oh, they announced, add-on stuff for Dance Star.
Yeah, I'll do that. Like, dancing. And they'll probably be a Just Dance because those shift like a ridiculous number of copies. But yeah, so Microsoft is, I mean, a heavy focus on Kinect is kind of a fairly safe bet, I feel, for the gaming stuff anyway. They obviously, Michael Pachter has said, although we have no idea how accurately. That's amazing that you have that. No, it's the...
You haven't listened to previous podcasts, have you?
Well, you weren't on it, were
Naughty.
You? No. I'm sure... Were you not? You were definitely on the Michael Pachter podcast.
No, we had a guest, I think.
Oh, I
we?
Don't know. But it's the...
Sorry, you said it again.
The sound for that analyst is seagulls. It's the corresponding sound effect. Who do we have on that? Oh, it was Teflon.
It was.
Yeah. That's the sound effect for that podcast for him. Yeah, it's how Kev rolls. It's not a sound effect. He actually has just seagulls.
He just keeps
them
ready to go.
Yeah, a fine cage filled with seagulls.
Mm.
He just like rattles it every time. So
just his name rattles them enough without me having to touch them.
They can just hear it and they're like, "Oh, I don't like that."
Exactly.
But Mr. Pachter has said that he will be, he said that Microsoft are going to focus heavily on media stuff.
Yep.
That's not a surprise if that happens.
Yep. Ignore the Pachter. I've been doing some analysis.
Peter's been doing analysis. You were like, yeah, probably media stuff.
Yeah. I dug about.
I'm not going to do the birds anymore. I think they're old.
All right. Fair enough. You'd find a new sound effect for him, though.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's the only immediately available sort of squidgy toy that makes a noise near my desk, though. So.
Fair enough. Why have you got that near your desk?
I don't know. It's just a nice little
seagull
on the desk.
All right.
Isn't it?
All right. Sorry.
That's right.
Yeah. So Peter agrees with Michael Pachter. So obviously people should pay Peter millions of dollars now.
Yes. Where's my game G4 TV, whatever the fuck it is, TV show?
Oh, come on though. Pack Attack's quite a good name. In like the really lazy pun kind of way.
Yeah, it is. In that kind of super cheesy, we can't really be bothered kind of way.
My favourite pun I've heard in weeks was Stephen Colbert making up a racing elephant and its name was Irrelephant. I love that. I was like, oh, that's amazing. That's such a bad pun, but it's incredible. It just crosses the line of being, it's so far past terrible that it's really funny.
I love a good pun.
Yeah.
So loads of media shit that people won't really care that much about. I'm hoping maybe sports apps and more streaming stuff and more partnerships with people.
I want NBA. Bring NBA onto my Xbox because I bought an NBA subscription yesterday and I was like, what am I doing?
Really?
And then I watched NBA.
Oh. Basketball's like the shittest American sport.
No, NFL is worse than basketball.
No.
Yeah, basketball's all quick and shit. It's NFL stops so much.
Yeah, but that's part of the attraction of it.
Not really. I don't like that as the attraction.
Excuse me, my tea's on the other side of the room.
Well, that seems like a poor plan.
It was a very poor plan. Can you still hear me?
Just about, yeah, carry on.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, NBA shit. And that's right. About it.
So Peter doesn't want, I want an NBA app, but Peter is not in favour of this.
I stopped watching the NBA years ago. I never really
I've decided that I'm going to support all the Chicago teams. In all the sports. Because I feel they've got like a nice thing going. They've got the Cubs, the Bears, the Bulls, and the Blackhawks. So I feel they've got like a nice animal theme going there. It's good.
And the Blackhawks were the best team on NHLPA hockey on the Mega Drive in 1995.
Fair enough. I refuse to support the Chicago White Sox because they're not an animal, though. So fuck that.
That's also fair enough. Go with the Cubs.
I can't back teams that aren't animal based.
Oh dear, you should get into rugby league as well. They've got some animal based teams.
That's why
Seagulls.
Yeah, that's why I support Brighton & Hove in Seagulls. I mean, what's up with Manchester, or is it Manchester's Red Devils?
Yep.
Fuck that. Yeah, it's not an animal. Can't back it. Anyway, beyond my weird preference.
Chris can only get behind animals.
Animal-based sports teams.
Not the first I've heard of that.
Yeah, so there'd probably be like sports and stuff. Although they've got like ESPN, do they really need more sports? Doesn't ESPN have all the sports?
Yeah, I don't know what they might do. Have they got? I don't know. I really don't know because it'll be quite US-based.
Yeah, I mean,
America
has the ESPN app. That has like. Probably
I can't even think what else they might have that they haven't already got.
They could just do like weird app. They could put like a Eurosport app because that shows fucking weird stuff.
Have they got a Hulu app, do you think?
I think it's a Hulu too one. Much? That's the thing, is they seem to have kind of everyone already. I don't know who they're going to start partnering with now, next.
Yeah, they seem to have everybody. HBO Go and Netflix, everybody's there. So it'd
just
be
right, they're going to start partnering, like not even with networks, just with individual production companies.
Yeah. Although I have heard rumours just today that there might be some sort of revamp to the music system because Zune obviously doesn't really work. So there's rumours that they're going to revamp
that.
Yeah,
there's been vague rumours about that for a little bit, that they're going to do some kind of music-y kind of thing.
But I mean like an announcement at
E3. Yeah, it should be good if they do it.
Who knows?
Be like, hey, buy music. Yeah, good.
But also, aside from all that, they're going to, I think, shoehorn Kinect into as much as they can. So as much as it will annoy people, Halo 4 will have some sort of Kinect.
Oh, no, I think they basically said that.
Oh, have they?
There's going to be some Halo. It was in the last one, wasn't it? It was in the anniversary edition for something, I think.
Really?
I can't remember.
Maybe. I don't know, but I can imagine them doing like a museum mode or like a shooting range mode like Ghost Recon had or just something like that, some little sort of add-on thing. The way they did with Forza. And they're going to do the same thing with the new Forza game. They'll do something with Kinect for that, probably along the same lines as the previous stuff. And they're going to... what's the big Kinect thing? Is the Fable game.
Yeah, that Fable the Journey or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Fable the Journey, which is like a first-person action adventure, which isn't very Fable.
Which is really fucking weird because it's not out yet, even though Peter Molyneux's Neft Lionhead. You're like, oh, this is odd.
Yeah, he's. I think he's sort of sticking around or still looking in to oversee the project, but it's basically finished by now.
Just poking his head around the door, being like, there's still Fable game. All right, I'm off over here, not having my soul crushed anymore.
But it'd be quite nice if they got him out on stage just for one last hurrah before he left. Because nobody else is going to be able to sell that game as well as he could.
If he comes out on stage and he'll just... What's his thing called? 22 cans.
Yeah.
He should just come out on stage and say, 22 cans rules, and just drop the mic and walk off.
Yeah. Or just come out and, now I've moved to 22 cans, and like every other sentence just... and we looked into this for 22 cans, and they're going to start releasing stuff really quickly.
Yeah, man. They are. Apparently.
But that's where you...
Interesting to see what kind of stuff
it's going
to
be.
It's
going to be fucking batshit crazy.
Whatever it is, it will be the best stuff.
It's going to be it's going to be Peter Molyneux with no publisher saying, maybe don't do that, Peter.
Nobody to rein him in.
Yeah.
Everything will
have a dog.
You've
seen that Molly Twitter account,
haven't
you? Yeah.
It's just going to be all of those. The actual reality.
The thing is, Peter Molyneux has talked to Peter Molyneux and said, hey, we should get lunch sometime. So
Yeah, he appeared at the when they did that What Would Molly Do game jam thing. Peter Molyneux turned up at the London one and has basically since said that he would like to see something. He would like to take a team to the next year's one and would like to make something proper out of it.
Which, at that point, the cycle is complete.
The latest Peter Molyneux tweet is, imagine playing a game and from your kitchen it hears someone saying peanuts and then peanuts start falling into the game and can be used. It's a brilliant idea.
See, the thing is with the Peter Molyneux ones, you're like, something like, I could see that working. It'd be really weird.
That's
but
basically Scribblenauts, but with an audio interface.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be like, I could see that happening. Although only if it's only from your kitchen, not from anywhere else. It only works with your kitchen.
Yeah.
You see, like, before you start, it's like, all right, set the mic up in your kitchen. Good.
The Kinect has to analyze the acoustics. That sounds like, no, he's in the bathroom.
I'm sorry, I can't say any Hobbs. I don't think you're in a kitchen.
Kinect's just berating you for being in the wrong room.
You own that microwave? Just unnecessarily snidey.
That'd be awesome. Oh, maybe that's what they're going to announce, that Kinect is just going to start like mocking you for your furnishing choices. It should be like, oh, yeah, that sofa with that, oh, that's not good.
It's just a really bitchy Kinect.
It's just like,
wow, you chose that colour for your carpet. No, that's cool, it's your choice, whatever.
There was a big feature today on the BBC Lunchtime News about Kinect.
Was it about Kinect becoming bitchy with some kind of...
No, unfortunately not. It was, what made it come into my head is because the guy talking about it was a little bit camp in the way he was standing. Mm. It's about Kinect going into one of the London hospitals and they're going to use it for all that shit that we've talked about before. Basically, staying sterile and...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like moving the cameras around and scanners and stuff. But staying sterile while they do it. There was like a big feature. They've just put it into the first hospital in England and they're testing it. And the doctor was doing that thing that doctors do when they stand and they're keeping their hands clean. So he was standing with his hands up like jazz hands. So he's a little bit camp.
I love that.
But he was talking about how fantastic Kinect was. And I was thinking, yeah, you should try playing Fruit Ninja on it. It's fucking brilliant.
What I love with it is they're like, you can't put your hands down. That would be crazy. You have to keep them up. To keep them clean.
Well, I suppose if he puts them down, there's a risk of them touching his dirty trousers or something.
Surely they put like clean clothes on as well, because that otherwise just kind of defies the point of cleaning your hands, really.
Well, yeah, but there's cross contamination. The more things you touch, the more chances you have of picking up germs.
That's true. But what if the air is like that? You know, that's the problem.
Everybody knows, Chris, germs don't travel through the air.
Oh, okay, that's fine then. I forgot that, sorry.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that you can't. Like, they don't come through the air. It's crazy. You only get sick if you've licked someone.
Yes.
That's true. That is literally the only possible reason anyone can get sick.
You have to have licked someone's face.
Yes.
Just lapping up their sickness. But yeah.
That's science.
Oh, that's such good licking.
Wow.
Oh, dear. Feeling a little bit ill. So what else do we expect from Microsoft? We're going to see Halo 4.
Milo. I reckon we'll get more
really?
Of that. No.
No, particularly given that nice. Peter Molyneux doesn't even work there anymore. It would be super weird.
Then they've gone on without him.
Oh, God.
Except now, you can upgrade his guns.
Oh.
And I don't mean his biceps. I mean, like, it's just a first-person shooter.
Yeah, because you remember, like, in that demo, there was the bit with, like, snails or something. He just fucking starts gunning the snails down.
Yeah.
I would like to see that whole Milo demonstration again, but at the end, when he's out on the pier, you can walk over to the TV and hold his head under the water.
Yeah.
We'll just push him off.
That would be cool.
Or just take it in a really dark direction. It's like him standing at the edge of the pier, just like, should I jump? You're like, yeah, Milo, just jump, man.
Just wow. Well, what else have you got to live for?
Just
that's,
end it.
That's pretty dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, encouraging child suicide. Shall we move on?
Mind you, giving children weapons isn't necessarily less dark, I guess.
So yeah, there'll be Halo 4. They'll be like, hey, Halo game. That's a thing. And they'll be like, here's Forza Horizon.
Yep. There'll be a Halo game, a Forza game, a Gears of War game. They've just announced.
Yeah, apparently.
That seems to have... Have they announced it? What is
it? Apparently. It's a spin-off. Just in, I think... Well, I don't think they've given any details. It's just the Game Informer cover, but the rumours are that it's Gears of War, but it won't be part of the main trilogy. It'll be a spin-off game, which is exactly what I analysted.
You are truly a predictive man.
So they went, hey, we cancelled Gears of War Exile. And in its place are now announcing a different spin-off.
Well, see, this is it. This is what I was thinking when I was putting together that article. Gears of War Exile was a Kinect thing.
Yeah.
And Gears of War fans were not going to buy that. Gears of War fans are not Kinect fans.
Do you think they just took their Fable the Journey engine and reskinned it as...
That would be pretty cool. So I think basically they had all these assets made for a Gears of War game and they had sort of Kinect mechanics half made for it before they pulled the plug. So they've just gone, well, we've got all these character models and assets lying around. Just make a new third-person cover game with them.
Probably. I tell you what it's going to be. Someone probably taking cover and rolling around a lot.
Yeah, it'll probably be...
shooting people.
Quite thick-necked soldier types doing some shooting and hiding behind waist-high cover.
As my friend...
It's always waist-high, isn't it? It's never like chest high.
No, it's always waist high. And as my friend Matt predicted, probably Razor Hail.
Razor Hail was awesome.
Yeah, but I remember with him, me and him were playing through Gears of War 2, and we're like, who chooses to live on a planet with Razor Hail? Who is like, this is a good
idea?
When
would that begin to be colonized? how's the weather there? Well, the rain's made of glass, but other than that, it's lovely most of the time.
Who knows? Maybe it was like Australia when they found that. Maybe they found it and went, oh, this is nice. It was nice weather. And so they built a couple of huts and then it was a few months before it rained.
I thought you were going to say it was a few months before all the convicts arrived.
No, when they discovered Australia, they discovered that east coast where Sydney is. And they went, Jesus, this place is lovely and it's all luscious and
we can
grow anything we want. We just have to drop seeds and it grows. Yeah. It's fantastic. And
they went, do you know what this reminds me of?
And then they got to the other side of the mountain range and were like, oh, shit, it's pretty dry over there, isn't it?
They went, do you know what this reminds me of? South Wales.
Yeah.
New South Wales is brilliant.
Very reminiscent of South Wales, I feel.
You know that people from New South Wales are called New South Welshmen. Genuinely are.
That's so fucking lazy.
I know.
That's lovely. Mate.
Well, they also, I guess they moved there. And then afterwards, someone went, you know, it's like everything's trying to kill us. Just like all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Halo Kart, of course.
Halo Kart, that would be
Halo
cool.
Halo Kart, probably going to happen.
Well, they made Halo Wars.
Yeah.
It was shit and not a fit for the series.
Oh, they'll probably announce a Halo game for next year.
Do you think?
Because they can't do Halo 5 next year. That would be crazy. So they'll announce some other weird Halo thing for next year.
See, it's a tricky one. For anything that they must have a couple of things to announce for next year. They always do.
Halo Wars 2.
Anything they announce for next
Kinect
year
edition
is going to be on the next Xbox. You have to assume, or at least sort of dodging around that weird transition period where it'll be
they just go only on Xbox, not Xbox 360, on Xbox.
Original Xbox.
Yeah, but even if they show trailers, people are going to be like, that kind of looks too good to be on. 360.
But the thing is, they won't show trailers because all they ever show
Drop the logo.
An announcement either be logo or it'll be logo and CG trailer.
Yeah, true. Or if a trailer, it might be live action trailer.
I don't think they've ever done a live action. Oh, I don't think they've done a live action one.
No, they haven't.
An announcement, though. No. They best do a live action thing for Halo 4. Be awesome.
Well, they've already announced that they're doing one.
Oh, yeah, they're doing whatever it is.
They tie into those comic books, I think. Forward Unto Dawn or something.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. Yeah, I'm pissed off with Halo 4 because they're not doing a Legendary Edition, so fuck them.
Do you think they'll have any celebrities endorsing things?
Yes,
oh yeah, totally. There'll be someone endorsing something. There'll be the Beatles coming out looking puzzled again.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll get Yoko again.
Just not really understanding where they are.
Oh, hello. Games, great.
Yeah, enjoy your game show. Yeah. All right, Paul, you massive belly.
Oh, I love computer games.
Oh, I think we finally
found the best I could do.
An accent Kev can't do.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. It wasn't impressive.
I resent the fact that only the shit Beatles are still alive.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, Ringo Starr's all right.
Ringo Starr's a massive tool.
Oh, come on, Thomas the Tank Engine, man.
Yeah, but Thomas the Tank Engine was the highlight of that man's career.
I know, but yeah, it kind of makes up for the rest of it. It's like,
all right, I'll give you that.
Did you toss Tank Engine for a while?
Yeah. What's then McCartney got?
They replaced him with a sound alike, and you're like, oh, that's just weird. At least replace him with someone different.
Yeah, even the Beatles didn't replace him with somebody that could drum.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else we expect from Microsoft? Probably a Discless 360 thing.
Yeah.
We took the disk drive out because of stuff.
Well,
buy
it. Yeah, because it's like 60% of Xbox 360 use is now streaming movies off Netflix. So why do people need a DVD player? That just increases the price.
Do you think we'll have a price drop on existing models?
I think we might, actually. Maybe like a price drop with like a Kinect bundle.
Yeah.
Because they haven't really officially dropped the price of Kinect yet.
No.
They should be like, look,
it's really fucking crazy cheap. Just take one. It's like $10 now. Just fucking take it and leave us alone. We're building the next Xbox over here, and we don't really care about this, but we have to pretend to care. So just here, have things.
Well, and the sales have sort of dipped a little bit recently as well, so it might be time for a price drop. And then all these exciting new streaming services, and they'll tie you into a subscription.
Yeah. That should be good.
So there you go.
There was an interesting graph I saw, actually, from a pre-E3 thing for the Microsoft people. Which was called Defying Gravity, and it was Xbox sales over time against other console sales over time normalized. And the Xbox One was on the downward trend that you expect from all consoles. But then it actually, I think it's probably around the release of Kinect, it shoots back up again.
Mm-hmm.
And they've really re-kickstarted their kind of sales of the console, which is very impressive.
Yep, and it's nothing at all to do with games.
No, they just went, hey, look, you can move your arms and shit. And you're like,
it's the Kinect stuff that is sort of exciting again and makes the brand exciting.
Yeah,
it's the streaming stuff.
Yeah, because we've had, I don't know if it was the official confirmation, but we've had that thing that they were going to release the new Xbox this year, and then Kinect did really, really well, which they weren't expecting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, when we said this year, we meant next year.
We meant fiscal year for that company we're about to set up.
Yeah. because look how many we sold of these Kinects. I mean, we sold a lot.
Yeah, they really did. Kinect's doing really quite well.
Well, it's still the most impressive thing for me is fastest selling consumer electronics in history.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Thing is, I've never used it. Is it good?
The technology is very, very good. The implementation is generally very, very bad. So like anybody that's used Kinect is probably a little bit shocked to hear that doctors are using it during surgery because it doesn't give the impression of being very precise, but it actually is. It's just not ever used properly in the software.
Yeah, all the impressive things I've seen with Kinect are just like hacks on YouTube and things.
We use it at work for mocap and it works fine.
Yeah, it's very impressive. And I mean, it works for sort of the big grand gesture stuff, which is why the dancing stuff works so well.
Yeah.
But it is a little bit glitchy, so it doesn't really work for fine control. So just depends on how it's used.
But also that PC Kinect's meant to be really good as well.
Yeah, so I've heard.
That's meant to give you very fine grain control.
Yep.
So that kind of stuff's going to happen.
And Splinter Cell.
Oh, probably Splinter Cell. They'll probably be like, hey, Splinter Cell, only on 360.
Yeah, this is the thing. When I was writing that article, I was thinking that I've heard rumors that there's going to be Splinter Cell 6 at some point. And Conviction was a Microsoft exclusive, so maybe they'll land that because they're going to need to bolster what games they've got.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be so much casual stuff and so much emphasis on streaming that they'll want something to show off.
Yeah, that's true. Also, do we think Bungie? I mean, Bungie have said they're not going to be at E3, but they might still be at E3.
Yeah, well, THQ said that they weren't going to be at E3 either and then started booking appointments. They're very unlikely to not be there in some capacity.
Yeah, THQ just said they won't have a booth, and then they went, probably still be upstairs though, right? Because it would be crazy for us not to be there at all. Do you think Bungie will show off their new thing, or someone will come out and be like, Bungie game, you should probably buy it.
I think they might drop a logo and they might announce some sort of partnership. They might say that it's coming, but I don't think they'll show it off because I think that they were probably not prepared to show it off because of the legal action that was going on. Yeah. And that's only been like 2 weeks since that was cleared up, and that's a bit short notice to throw together a demo.
Yeah, that's true. We also know what it's going to be, so whatever.
And THQ as well, because they're not going to have a booth. They might turn up at one of the platform holders' stages and...
Just like elbow the way in.
Just get out of the way. They're... How do I say this without sounding like one of those really arrogant British people? They're... What they've got coming suits an American audience.
Yeah.
Because it's the Homefront sequel that is being done by Crytek.
Yeah.
And WWE shit and the UFC game.
Just come out and scream Saints Row the Fourth and then just walk off.
Yeah. Well, they've got that Saints Row thing coming up at the end of this year as well. They'll want to show that.
Yeah. We're making Saints Row 4! Done.
Yeah. So they'll be somewhere, and Microsoft seems like a more natural fit than Sony. Although,
do you think THQ might just start Saints Row 4 on Kickstarter, given their financial situation?
I think THQ actually might be quite all right now they've got rid of Danny Bilson.
Oh, those dogs mean that's all we've got time for with Microsoft.
That's true.
Time to change subject.
That's true. I set a hard and fast half-hour limit on each of these companies, and Kev said that dogs would be a good timer thing.
Okay.
So moving on. Time to talk about Sony. No, Nintendo. Yeah, Sony's next. Yes. So, Peter, what do you think Sony are going to do? Are they going to buy on Live?
No. Yes.
Are they going to buy Geico?
Yeah, maybe. No. Yes.
Are they going to buy Are they going to buy a streaming service?
Yeah, they're going to buy on Live.
Yeah.
I have flitted between the two because I thought that on Live has always kind of prepared itself to be bought. That's the way they've positioned themselves.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that it was the sort of thing that Sony would go for. And a couple of different things that I've heard have hinted towards it being Gaikai.
Yeah.
But it now looks like, just breaking news, that Gaikai are about to sign a deal to put their technology into the smart TVs made by Samsung.
Yeah, which is going to do them a hell of a lot of business.
Yeah, if they do that, Samsung are basically Sony's largest competitor for TVs.
Yeah.
So if they do that, I can't see Sony signing a deal as well. So they that's probably the big thing that Gaikai have teased for E3.
And they also put they put Alan Wake on today, didn't they? Which makes it seem even less likely as a thing.
Yeah. I think probably it's going to be on Live, but there is definitely something going on with all that shit. And obviously we don't know for sure what it is, but they're going to buy on Live.
Do you think my pre-podcast theory is right? That they're just going to, at the end of the conference, just be like, and we bought on Live and...
they're not even going to mention it the whole conference, and then they'll just be like, yeah, well, thanks for everyone for coming down, have a safe journey home, we're also bringing it on Live and see you later. And they'll just slip it in that way.
I don't know, it wouldn't surprise me.
Or just on Live and then just mumble for a minute and then just walk off. We bought on Live.
Do you know what, I could see them actually announcing that they've bought on Live and then having somebody out from on Live to talk about on Live, and it just being the driest couple of minutes of the whole thing. Just talking about take up figures and what sort of technology they run and all that sort of shit that nobody will care about.
On Live has seen significant growth over the last 12 months. We are now in 12% of all US homes.
And quite frankly, if you're going to talk about that shit and you have graphs on the stage that aren't drawn by Sackboy, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing, that presentation.
Well, I think...
Best way to do your finances. Yes,
it's true. I think what I'm going to love with On Live, though, is just someone afterwards, like, in one of the private press briefings, just going, so how does this affect the PS4? And someone from Sony just going, PS4. Did that answer your question?
Yeah. So what does this mean for the future of the PS4? And then somebody steps forward out of the shadows and injects something into his neck.
Yeah.
You know what they should do?
I was told that at, I can't say what, but, well, I went and saw a game. I won't say which game because I don't want to sound funny. But yeah, I went and saw a game, one of the games I saw last week, and I was told if I asked about a specific function that one of the PRs would just jump on me and tackle me. So I was like, all right, I won't ask about that then.
They should license OnLive or Gaikai or similar technology to Facebook.
Oh, Jesus.
So you could play on Facebook. Oh, can you imagine that?
That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, they're going to eventually. Gaikai will be there probably.
Mm. Facebook.
Well, the guy from Gaikai said he wants that their service to be as ubiquitous or as normal as YouTube.
Yeah. Mm. Facebook needs to use some of that IPO money that they are steadily losing as their shares tank.
Yeah.
Everyone went, that's probably a bit overvalued, this company, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the first day everyone's like, oh my God, the shares are public, let's buy them. And then they go, oh, they're actually, yeah, quite pricey. Yeah. Not buying them anymore. Yeah.
Let's sell them and buy 7 cheaper shares.
That's exactly how the stock market works.
I assume so.
Yeah.
Everyone on the stock market, it's just like eBay. They're like, oh, I wanted to buy it because I wanted like a new CD, so sold this other stuff instead.
Yeah. Mm. And you buy shares.
Someone pulled
paper.
Up an oil drum.
That's what I was thinking.
No, I appear to be entangled in a guitar and a banjo and a chair and lots of audio video cables.
Well, that's a beautiful picture.
Yeah. I shouldn't really be here.
I don't know what's happened.
My PC broke just as I was turning it on to come on the podcast. Mm. So I'm now set up, piled up on a load of old shite, trying to use my Mac.
That's because you said you were like on Monday, like, yeah, I fixed it. And then you were like, well, I fixed it. I shall clearly not check if it works. It will be fine.
Yeah. Well, it clearly doesn't work. I think it's only memory, though, so that'll be cheap enough to fix, I hope.
Yeah.
And if not, I'll just kick the bastard thing.
True.
So anyway, Sony. Yes, they're going to run out of streaming thing. Do we think that is going to involve a new console?
No, they'll just be like, we've made an app that does it.
See, I think they're going to announce an app that does it. I think they're going to announce a smaller, slimmer PlayStation 3. Maybe lose the disc drive.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I don't think so, because of Blu-ray.
Yeah, but also make it small and make it work with Move straight out of the box.
Yeah. And then also just go, Sony Bravia TVs probably do it as well.
Yep. Stick it on Bravia, stick it on Sony Vio laptops, anything at all that Sony has. Xperia phones, are Sony still flogging that dead horse?
Stick it on Bravia and be like, oh, for the love of God, buy our TVs. Please, someone buy the TVs.
Oh, I've always coveted a Bravia TV. They're so lovely.
Yeah, but they're also ridiculously expensive.
They're like 50% more expensive than they should be.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, this is Sony. So we don't think... Well, I think that there's going to be some new hardware. I think it's going to be smaller, PlayStation 3. Another hardware...
I don't think they're going to announce PS4 or equivalent.
No, I don't think that they will either. I don't think either of them... I think that was being genuinely considered at the start of the year. And they were gearing up to be ready to announce that at this year's E3. And I think that they've kind of lost their bottle as E3 has approached. But I do think that they will be showing that behind closed doors. I think they'll have spec lists and they'll be telling their big development partners and possibly big retail buyers what they're aiming for.
Yeah. See,
and when they're aiming to release and all that sort of shit.
I think maybe one of them's going to do a CES reveal next year in January.
Maybe.
Because I think they're like at least one of them's going to want it out in 2013. And an E3 reveal feels a bit quick for that, you know?
Yeah. Well, the new Bungie game is in the contract that is aiming to be out on the next generation Xbox and also aiming to be out at the end of 2013.
Yeah.
So that's what Microsoft are aiming at.
Yeah. And so I think that if they do that, they probably have to announce it either this year at E3, which I just don't think is going to happen. If they don't announce it, then they'll probably have to announce it at CES to make a big enough splash.
Yeah, I think they're going to... Well, yeah. I think they're going to have to announce that they're working on something and they are planning something.
Yeah.
Reasonably soon. But when they do that, it's going to have to come in conjunction with the hardware price cuts and what they already have.
It's true. Unless they do it the last time. We no longer make Xbox 360s. It was not a thing. Just walk away, buy the next thing.
Yeah, they're not doing that though, are they? They're positioning themselves away from that. They're following the Sony model.
Yeah, which is a much saner model because the Xbox thing was properly crazy at the time.
Yeah.
You're just like, why are you doing this? It just seems crazy. Well, you're just stopping. Okay.
Yeah, and there's no way Sony are going to stop supporting the PlayStation 3 for another 5 years. But they will reposition it towards the budget end of things and the casual end of things. So, yeah. And I think that they'll have to start talking about specs for the next machine, because Sony aren't going to let Microsoft get ahead of them again. They're going to want to be out pretty much around the same sort of release date.
Yeah, they're not going to want to leave it a year ago. Yeah, so they've probably learned from that one.
If the new Microsoft console is due out at the end of 2013, then the new Sony console will be announced around that sort of time too.
Yeah.
So there you go. But it seems like, I don't know, it seems a natural assumption to presume that Sony will announce at Tokyo, but that's not that far away. It's only, Tokyo's in September, is it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if they... It's going to be weird. The timing of this stuff's getting very odd, I feel.
And then there is an argument that they don't need a big show to announce it, because they'll get just as much... You know, if they can talk to the important people behind the scenes now, then they'll get just as much hype around it by just announcing it on the internet.
That's true, but I think it's easier to kind of hit mainstream media as well if you're doing E3. Plus, you've already got the audience. Like, if they just announce it at their own thing, they kind of have to build the audience. The only company I can think of that really gets away with that is Apple, and because they've built their product cycle like that.
Yeah, I suppose.
And plus, Apple, again, have built their own stage over the years. They've built themselves an audience by going, Macworld is on X date and normally doing something there. Plus, you always know you're going to get something special whenever they do an event. So... what about PS3 software and stuff? Oh, are there going to be games?
There's been a lot of games already leaked out there, announcing new games every freaking day. Yes. Well, I don't know. They're going to show off that God of War game. They're going to show off The Last of Us. They have to show off The Last Guardian, otherwise it's dead.
Yeah.
If they don't mention The Last Guardian, then they are no longer making The Last Guardian. Guerrilla Games have got three games. Well, Guerrilla Games are making Killzone 4.
They're making some cyberpunk thing.
They've got something that is assumed to possibly be cyberpunk, but they've also mentioned werewolves and zombies and...
steampunk, I think.
Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah. I hope it's Ghost in the Shell game. I'd be really excited.
Yeah. But they've also got Sony Cambridge are working on that Vita game. Killzone Vita.
Yeah.
And that's been overseen by Guerrilla as well. So Guerrilla will be there in some form, showing possibly two or three of those games.
Yeah.
What about Agent, we think?
Oh, it'd be nice if that was still in development, because it sounded
that's got to be dead.
Well, see, everybody's reasonably sure that's dead, but that would be quite a big shock. And if it was already half made, not that difficult to rustle up.
Yeah. Or if they didn't even announce, if they just went, it's not dead, it's still a thing.
That was Rockstar, wasn't it?
Yeah. They just went, it's still a thing. You'd be like, ooh, still a thing. Okay.
I don't really know. Is there anything else? Little Big Planet Karting will probably be there.
Yeah. That's the thing. They've already announced, like...
Maybe LBP3.
They're already like, oh, we're making a God of War. Making other stuff. So...
What are Media Molecule doing now?
Yeah, we don't really know, but it's not Little Big
Planet. They're not working on the next Little Big Planet, are they?
They've said that they've got new IP, but they haven't said what that is. I don't think they've even said what platform it is.
So I wonder if we'll hear anything from them.
Hopefully.
Because that would be good.
Yeah, that would be good. Probably be PS3, I would think, though. I'd be surprised if they did Vita.
Yeah, I think it would be sensible for them to do PS3 one. Just because they can basically ride off the success of Little Big Planet, at least until people go, oh, this is rubbish.
Yeah, well, they've got they've got a larger consumer base on the PS3, and it's sort of still the more prestigious platform, isn't it?
Yeah.
So exactly. I think anything new they can do for the PS3 and then pass off portable versions to smaller studios.
Yeah, I mean, I think that prestige is the important thing.
Yeah.
really. I think that's the bit that's really going to matter. So it's kind of tough to call with them because they've, like you said, they've just done so much before the show this year that you're just like, well, I know you're going to show me God of War Ascension and you're going to show me Little Big Planet Karting and you're going to show me all these things you announced at Sports Champion 2 and stuff. But yay, are you actually going to announce anything new? Or?
What about the two things that I speculated very heavily on? Or three things, actually. There was Insomniac are working on a new game called Overstrike. That's
yes, they
been
are.
Published through EA and it's multi-platform, but Insomniac have a really good relationship with Sony.
Yep.
So that might appear on Sony stage.
Yeah.
Epic are no longer tied to the Microsoft exclusive trilogy for Gears of War. So what if their new Gears of War game
multi-platform
is probably going to be multi-platform?
Oh my god.
Do Microsoft not own the IP for that?
No, it was a 3-game deal.
Yeah, but do they not own it was a 3-game deal to make 3 games, but they not actually own Gears of War, the IP for Gears of War?
No. Bungie owned that. Bungie kept it.
You mean Epic, not Bungie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because there was speculation way back when Epic opened that, they opened a studio in Japan, which turned out to be just to help Japanese developers get to grips with the Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
But when they opened that studio in Japan, everybody was speculating at the time that it might mean some sort of spin-off Gears of War game for Sony.
Yeah.
Now, it's incredibly unlikely that Epic will appear on Sony's stage, but if they did, it would be massive for Sony.
Well, they might not even do Gears of War. They could just do another Epic thing.
Well, they might. Yeah, they might just show that Fortnite thing. That might be a PSN game.
That'd be a good PSN game, actually.
And yeah, that would be big enough. Just to get those guys on that stage would be quite a coup for Sony, like.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I speculated about was possibly David Cage turn up and telling us what the hell that Kara Tech demo is all about and what game it's going to be in.
Yeah. True. He did make that interesting comment that we could do open worlds with this level of detail. That was quite interesting as a comment.
Yeah, and also probably a load of bollocks.
Probably, but if he can hold out, if that holds out as true, that's astonishing. Although the only thing I can think of with that is the sheer number of artists you'd need would be ridiculous.
Well, it depends. That mega texture technology
that's
trying to handle backgrounds and environments and stuff, but you would still need like some serious like model builders and like character artists and all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if David Cage and Quantum Dream will get the same sort of freedom that they got for Heavy Rain to take that long over a game again. Or if at this point Sony are saying, yeah, David, fair enough, but don't be pricking about with this for another 4 years.
Yeah. The problem is, though, that he came out and said he wasn't happy with Heavy Rain and that he feels they could have done more if they had longer, which is...
ridiculous.
Yeah.
They could have done more, they could have done better with that game if they'd hired a decent script writer or some good voice actors. Would have been nice. Mm. Hired some people that weren't obviously French Canadian.
Yeah.
Would have been a good start. But yeah. So I reckon we might see something from that. That'd be nice. And aside from that, well, for the PlayStation 3, it's basically media streaming shit again.
Yeah.
More of that. And obviously then that ties in with them buying OnLive or Gaikai or OnLive. Or maybe they'll buy both. That'd be funny. Or if they come out on stage and say, Sony's bought Samsung and we're putting Gaikai on them.
That'd be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
And
aside from that, then, it's Vita all the way.
Yeah. It is going to be. Which is good, because I think everyone is in the same frame of mind about the Vita that is like, yeah, that was really good. Can we have some more?
Yeah, people seem to be, I don't know, a few weeks ago, sort of everybody started talking like that, and a lot of users, because it's odd, because we got all the games before they came out, and we got so much all at once because of the review cycle and all that sort of shit. So I think that a lot of writers sort of came to that conclusion a few weeks before the ordinary consumer did. But it, there does definitely seem to feel like consumers now are saying, yeah, that's brilliant and all, but give us more.
I mean, there are plenty of Vita games that I haven't got. My main problem with owning a Vita is that I don't get any public transport anywhere. I cycle and walk.
Yep.
I cycle to work and then I walk to town or whatever. And so I'm not really ever in a situation where I'm just sat wanting to play games. And if I'm at home, then I'll obviously play PS3 instead.
Yeah, that was always my problem with the PSP. And it is seeming to be a problem with the Vita as well. Mm. Which is silly, really, because it's so capable and it's so different. It's a different...
Mm.
It's different to play games on that than play them on the PlayStation 3.
It is, yeah. And I've occasionally play sort of in the bedroom if I'm just like before I go to bed, which is always a bad idea because then you can't sleep because you're too wired from playing games. But anyway, like the most recent thing was Velocity. I was just playing that because it's quite good to just pick up and...
Yeah, I used to buy Velocity.
It's awesome.
Yeah, you do. Wait, yeah. You have a Vita?
No, but it's on PS3. Oh,
of course.
Do you want a PSP, Chris?
Why stop sending me consoles?
Yeah, you dick.
I've got a PSP that nobody's using. If I can ever find a charger for it again,
maybe if you don't mind, be nice. Yeah, I could buy the weird white one they announced.
Oh god,
I mean, that was a weird thing to do, wasn't it?
Yeah, bit weird.
Hey guys, PSP, cool, right?
Maybe that's what Ash Capit says at press conference. It's gonna be all PSP focused.
Yeah,
that would be hilarious.
Leave everyone deeply confused.
Yeah, PSP and PlayStation 2.
Yeah. Mike, sorry of this issue, they don't seem to understand the term market confusion. Just like, maybe just get someone there who knows what marketplace confusion means, and it might be an idea. Just a thought.
What about the Vita then? What are we expecting for Vita?
I
expect them to announce it in white.
Yes, probably.
If
not at E3, then at Gamescom. They tend to hold off some of those sort of handheld announcements for Gamescom.
Because they've clearly got a lot of white plastic about. So
obviously have a warehouse full of white plastic just on the turn.
Yeah.
We better get this shit melted down before it goes off.
Turn it into something, it'll be fine. do you think that's what happened? Do you think they gave someone like the wrong mold at the Vita factory? Gave them an old PSP mold.
They're like, oh no, now we have 100 million units of PSP covers. I guess we'll make PSPs.
Make more PSPs. At least it's outselling the Vita. So,
well, yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
So
there was that really cool, I don't know how you, guacamole, as in...
I think you mean guacamole.
No. That's the play on words that Drinkbox have gone with when announcing their new Vita and PS3 game called Guacamole.
Melee, because the Americans say melee, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Rather than melee. Is that what we say?
Melee.
Mele.
No, it's a French word, isn't it? It has an accent over the thing.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. Guacamole. looks really good. Anyway, I don't know if you watched the trailer that came out today.
We can't say it, but it looks really cool.
Yes. Did you see it? Did you?
I haven't, actually. I saw the announcement come up, and I really like Drinkbox. I think Drinkbox has done some really cool stuff. They did that About a Blob game, didn't they?
Yeah, Mutant Blob, yeah.
Which is, that's on the Vita. Have you played that, Kev?
No, and I read the article about it today, having seen this Mexican one, and I was like, oh, that looks really good, and I kind of didn't know about it.
Yeah, I think you'd really like that. It's kind of like a quirky platformer type thing, but it has kind of mini-game mechanics, but they're all worked into the levels rather than separate.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So, yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, I was thinking I'd probably get that tonight.
So, yeah, I saw that pop up and thought, oh, that sounds really cool. But
it does, because it's the kind of core mechanic is being able to switch between the land of the living and the land of the dead. It's kind of like a 2D beat 'em up, but it has that mechanic in it as well.
Cool.
Yeah. Seems kind of cool. But, and the art style and general Mexicanness is very cool.
Mm. Yeah, they have a good sense of humour as well. I think they'll do that sort of thing well.
Yeah. Mm. I kind of feel that even though, like you said, Sony do sometimes leave the handheld stuff for TGS and things like that, they've got to do something Vita at E3. They seem to have kind of been building towards it by getting all their PS3 stuff out of the way.
That was when yeah, when I wrote those articles, I kind of approached the Vita stuff like that. Like, there's something big happening that we don't know about, and that's why they're putting out all the small stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They're not really focusing on putting out small PlayStation 3 stuff. Like that Guacamelee game was announced today, and there has been other things that have been Vita related. The apps that they announced the other day.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there's three free apps on there.
There just has been a lot of little things, but across all their platforms.
Perhaps they just waiting that's in, I think. Just come out and be like, hi,
PS3's good, isn't it?
So it'd be really funny if they came out and like set up stools on the stage and came out and they all just sat along the front of the stage and then leaned forward and were like, so, what have you been up to?
That'd be awesome. I'd watch that.
They just had some sort of song rehearsed. They just did a couple of numbers and then left again.
Like the ukulele orchestra.
Are you basically suggesting that the Sony press conference is just going to turn to karaoke?
Yes.
Or a rap
the Japanese
battle.
Do love karaoke, don't they?
That's true.
Tretton in a rap battle. Oh, that's something I'd watch.
No, we can't get onto the Jack Tretton talk. We stayed clear of it.
Talk about the Sony press conference.
We stayed clear of it. It's all fine.
The next time we talk about Jack Tretton is going to be at your intervention, Chris.
All I'm saying is you can come out on stage and rip a phone book in half.
And then get off the stage again. That'll be it for his appearance.
That'll be amazing. If that was just the Sony press conference, just Jack Tretton comes out and goes, buy a PS3 or else, and then just rips a phone book in half. You'd be like, all right, I'm buying a PS3. Sorry, Jack Tretton.
So we are running short on time. Let's rattle through this Vita stuff.
Yeah.
Before Kev's dogs are barking.
Before the dogs go off.
Yeah.
We've seen retailer leaks for Ghost Recon on the Vita and Assassin's Creed on the Vita.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably to both of those, I think. Mm. Assassin's Creed is the sort of big name that they will need for the holiday season to boost sales. Yeah. Infamous has been rumoured from Sony for something. So
that would be cool.
Maybe a spin-off. Mm. I think Infamous would really suit the Vita.
Yeah, it seems...
Some cool stuff with touch.
Yeah, somehow just, suited.
All-Stars Battle Royal, probably coming to the Vita at some point.
Probably.
Maybe see an E3 announcement of that because they like their cross-play stuff at the minute, don't they?
They do.
So they might like
and
to
And I
get
think
that
that's something they really should capitalise on as well. That cross-play generally is quite a cool thing.
Yeah, I would like to see that. I'd like to see more Vita and PlayStation 3 interaction.
Yeah, exactly, because most households that have a Vita have a PS3, but don't necessarily have more than one of each, So for multiplayerness.
It would be nice to, it would just be nice to see Sony sort of playing that up a little bit more, because it's perfectly capable of doing all the stuff that people have talked about the Wii U doing.
Mm. Yeah.
You could use the Vita as an extension of the PlayStation for
certain
things.
Yeah, exactly.
It just needs them to do it.
Yeah.
And they don't seem that keen. But hopefully there'll be something.
You could have it as a wing mirror in a driving game and and it comes with a helmet that you kind of attach it to and it dangles in front of your face. Yeah. They can just look up in your wing mirror. Yeah.
Even if they just let you link it to the PlayStation 3 and use the Vita for cross-game chat while you're playing the PlayStation 3.
That'd still be pretty good.
Then we could finally write that headline that will get us a million hits and all the money on the internet about the PlayStation 3 getting cross-play chat.
Yeah. Although, didn't they build like a... they didn't build Skype for it because Microsoft owns Skype.
Yeah, Skype came out on the PSP and the Vita now.
Oh, so Skype is out on the Vita. Yeah. Just use that for cross-game chat. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, the Vita has cross-game chat.
No, but that's what I mean. Just get everyone who wants cross-game chat on the PS3, go buy a Vita.
Oh, right.
And just do a big Skype call on your Vita, and now just hold that up while you're playing. Get a little clip.
While you're at the shop buying a Vita, invest in one of them little cradles so you don't have to hold it.
Yeah.
Job done. Mm.
Exactly.
So we're going to probably see Little Big Planet Vita because the beta's underway, so that'll be out.
Yeah.
They still haven't announced the release date for that, so maybe we'll get that.
Yeah.
So, hang on. Peter says there's a Vita on Vita.
Yeah.
Is that what just happened? Okay.
Yep.
Little Big Planet Vita. Checking.
Yeah.
Well, mate, do you think they've just got bored with Vita? They're just going out to the next handheld.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
It's just like, oh, fuck it. We're starting again. Do over.
Today we've got a new console to announce, and the crowd would go mental. They'd be like, it's the PSP 2.
Yeah.
What?
just really confused the fuck out of everyone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just everyone being like, what? What?
It's the Vita Zero. What? But you already had the Vita. And then PSP, yeah. I don't understand. Like a Diet Vita.
The Vita Zero, and it looks exactly like that white PSP as well. It's identical. Yeah. Everyone's just like, oh God, I don't know.
But I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, it's only a matter of time.
I just don't even know what
I'm slim and light.
I just don't know what I'm buying now. What am I buying?
So what else?
What?
Call of Duty. They'll have to show that off.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'd like for EA to just come out and go, yeah, Call of Duty, just stopping it now.
Just EA, do you mean Activision?
Activision even. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm sure EA would love to do it.
EA, come out and chill. No, you're not allowed to do it anymore, Activision. Yeah. No,
Activision just come out and go, yeah, probably quit while you're ahead. That's it for Call of Duty, so never mind, eh?
We're going to make that one this year, and that's it, really. After that.
Mostly, after that, we're focusing on Kinect.
So after that, mostly games about cats. Just so we're shifting our focus.
I do love games about cats. I don't think there are enough games about cats.
Yeah.
Or any.
True.
I'm sure there's plenty of Flash games from the early 2000s about cats. I don't know.
Lots of games about horses, I've discovered. Awful lot of games about horses.
Yeah.
It's a very noble animal.
Horse simulator on the iPad. Pretty good.
Okay. Well, they are the greatest animals. So.
Well, that's not true, is it?
I love horses. They're the greatest animals. I love horses. They're my friends. And on that note, time to talk about Nintendo.
So, Nintendo.
Nintendo, who are now forever be linked with horses. So they're probably going to say stuff about the Wii U, I guess.
And go, we've got some Mario and Zelda games on this new hardware.
Yeah, they're going to, I don't know, please just come out on stage and tell us what the fuck the Wii U is.
Yeah. Nobody's still...
It's been a year, Nintendo. Weird, come on.
So
please.
What's
stroller thing?
Just tell us what the fuck is inside it.
Yeah.
What's in the box?
Yeah. What's in the box?
But like the actual.
Is it just powered
the
by
thing
hopes
we've
and
seen
dreams,
is
or?
Just the controller, essentially, right?
No, we have seen the box. It just looks like a slightly larger, slightly curvier Wii.
The box. Like, you wanted the box, right? What's in the box? Don't worry about that. It's not
what
important.
What does the box do?
Yeah, I don't know. It's.
I imagine it's probably going to be HD.
Just a yeah, probably. Oh God.
Never know.
But only 720p.
They couldn't work out how to get any higher. I don't know how to do it.
They've invented some weird new HD format just for themselves.
Do you know what? It would
a proprietary number of pixels that no TV support.
It would be hilarious if they came out and said that the Wii U was capable of running in that 4K resolution.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
And then they started referring to the other two as sub HD.
Oh, just went, runs in 4K, but only 4K. You can't downscale it.
Yeah, you need a new cable and
to
a
coincide
new
with our new range of TVs. Just enter a new market.
Yeah, they have to come out and tell us what the Wii U is and what it does and when it's actually coming out, because it's due the end of this year, but they haven't put a firm date on it, and how much it's going to cost and what's going to be released for it when it's released, or at least in the launch window that they have.
My theory that you're going to come out with an iPad and just snap it in half. Like, nah, fuck this. That's not a tablet. This is a tablet. Look at it. Look at those awkward looking analog sticks that look like they'd be painful to hold. Look at them.
Yeah. Buttons.
Yeah. Look at the buttons. Look how awkward this thing looks. God, we fucked up the design. I'm so sorry.
We are so sorry. But this is actually what we're releasing.
That would
so.
Be so cool if Reggie Fils-Aimé came out and just hung on the podium thing. He just leaning on it, weeping and saying, "I'm so sorry," for about an hour. And then at the end, they went, "Please buy the 3DS," and then crawled off.
Just
I read an interesting comment today. Somebody said that you cannot glance at a photograph of Reggie Fils-Aimé. You need time to study it to reconcile what you're seeing with the rest of humanity. I thought, he's kind of a weird looking guy.
He does look strange.
Wow. I've just Googled imaged him because I don't think I knew what he looked like before, but yeah, that's...
Yeah.
He looks
takes
like...
a minute. You need to let it settle.
Is that like a Bose Selector version?
He looks like someone's crossbred a gorilla and a bear and then shaved it.
Wow. Wowee. Oh, can you say that?
Poor Reggie.
Well, I just did, so apparently.
Yeah. Mm. We're not even going to cut that out.
It's just, I'm going to get fucked up after E3 now. Reggie's going to come around. Like, what'd you say? Why are you so nasty about me? I'm sorry, Reggie. You just look weird.
I imagine he's a pussycat, though. He's probably sitting there, why are those boys saying nasty things about my face?
Hey, E3 2004, he said, my name is Reggie, I'm about kicking ass, I'm about taking names, and we're about making games.
Yeah, that was really, really cringeworthy.
Yeah.
That was how they started their conference. It came out like that, and the whole crowd went, okay.
To be fair, no.
Who's the Fresh Prince's dad?
Nothing will be weirder than the E3 where there was the giant woman that just, never!
Never!
That woman is fucking terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, the Wii U, they'll explain a bit about that. They will probably tell us what Mario game, what Zelda game is going to be on it.
How many Mario Karts they're going to put out.
Yeah, I think they might hold off on Mario Kart for a year or so.
Yeah, it wouldn't be launched, I don't reckon.
Mario Kart is going to be like, you get a car and you put it down the tablet and you drive the car around the tablet.
Like Hot Wheels.
Yeah, it's gonna be like that.
Cool.
There's an iPad app that does that now. Some of the guys who were formerly of BlackRock, and they work in my building, and they did it for Disney something like Cars or something.
Yes, it was Cars 2.
You put Cars on the iPad and you go drive the cars around on the iPad. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
They could do that. That'd be awesome.
I think the Wii U needs a Mario game at launch because that was one of the things that people thought might have confused the 3DS sales.
Yeah,
and they're gonna, with the Wii U, they're gonna heavily lean towards the third party stuff and all the multi-platform games that also are now coming to Wii U.
Yeah.
But they, I think Nintendo will recognise that they made a bit of a mistake not having their big first party flagship titles ready for the 3DS when it was released. So I think we'll probably see a Mario announced for the Wii U and possibly Zelda as well, because that's been in all the tech demos. Aside from that, it's really hard to say.
I do imagine them just going, Zelda, just here.
Yeah. Look,
just all right, now shut up.
There's all those rumours about a Star Fox Metroid crossover.
Yeah.
So maybe there is a Star Fox or a Metroid game in development for the Wii U. Or the 3DS, maybe, although we've just had them.
Startroid or Metroid?
No, not a crossover. Individual games, because they're fairly resolutely debunked that rumor now.
Oh, I'm disappointed. I was looking forward to Startroid.
Yeah. So maybe they're in development somewhere, and we'll see something about them.
Yeah.
Aside from that, it's a bit of a mystery. Pikmin 3, possibly. People have been asking for that. It might come.
Pokemon's.
Maybe Pokemon. Pokemon would be, I tell you what, if Nintendo release Pokemon and sell little figures that you set on the tablet and it puts that Pokemon into your game.
If it's fucking Skylanders.
Yeah, like Skylanders, that's just a license to print money.
They just do it and then just everyone retires at that point. Nintendo are just like, well, we're done. This is what we do now. We make Pokemons.
Yeah.
Pokemons, and you got to put the Pokemon on the thing and we bring out 100 new Pokemon every year, and you have to collect them all, kids.
Yeah. Go catch them all.
Go buy them from the store. You're like, right. So we're just going to sit here for a bit and money.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll announce that they've actually managed to create living Pokemon and you can actually go and catch them now.
Oh, shit. Them. Oh, I'd be all over that.
Yeah, they just release, and then they just release them into the crowd and start jumping on the audience members. They're like, chaos ensues.
And we've got
just
one for you all to take home today.
Do you think that's why like the Wii messaging last year was so confused? They were too busy making real Pokemon.
Exactly. too busy bioengineering Pokemon.
Oh, it's totally it. That's it. That's why they've been taking such heavy losses for the last couple of years as well. It's all the money's being pumped into biotech.
There's a lot of R&D involved.
Yeah. This R&D budget looks quite high on Nintendo. What are you up to? Oh, don't worry about that. We'll tell you in a couple of years. Can somebody bring us more syringes?
nothing else. They're just getting syringes and just mixing stuff.
Yeah, in my head, that's how science works.
That is. That and emptying one conical flask into another and a small mushroom cloud appears.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That is science.
Yeah, so but aside from that stuff, we don't really know. Loads of third-party stuff, I imagine. Ubisoft will be there in a big way, so they might... Ubisoft really support console launches for the past couple, so they're bound to support the Wii U in a big way, so they might appear on stage. And that Rayman Legends, was it? Rayman...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sequel to Rayman Origins, that showed them putting figures on the tablet. That should be there.
Because they said that was going to be a tech demo, though, didn't they?
Well, no, they said that it was an internal development target video.
Oh, okay. Because if they do that, that's also awesome.
But it, I mean, that video that they had had gameplay footage. They had like lighting models of levels and things happening.
Oh, this could be the weirdest. That's going to be the weirdest version of microtransactions, I think, with the Wii U, where you have to actually go to a shop and you're like, oh, I went and bought a heart from the shop. Now I have more hearts in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I call it.
Near field communication.
Yeah, NFC.
NFC.
Yeah.
That's the technology that they did.
Yeah.
There was a Spyro the Dragon game that was like that as well, wasn't there?
What?
You see that? Yeah, there was a Spyro the Dragon
game. That's Skylanders, dude.
Yeah, what? That's Skylanders.
Yeah,
Spyro's
Skylanders
Adventure.
is Spyro's in Skylanders. That's what they did with Spyro. They built him loads of mates to hang out with, and now he's not even the coolest one of the Skylanders.
Oh, I see. So Skylanders is the thing, and Spyro's just a character in it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
basically
what it is now.
Oh, that's
and there's loads more little cute.
But it is. I think it is
creatures.
I think like the subtitle is Spyro's something maybe.
Skylanders Spyro's Adventures.
Yeah,
possibly?
Yeah,
it is. And that was the subtitle.
Did that come out already?
Yeah, it's been out since.
Yeah, everyone's like.
It's been out for about a year, I think.
Yeah, it basically makes. They're just like, oh, we made a shit ton of money doing this, I guess.
Yeah, that's Activision, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's Acti, sorry, yeah. But yeah. They're just like, yeah, we got this and we got WoW and basically just money now.
But yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Skylanders, like, I've got. My nephew is crazy into Skylanders.
And the next one is Skylanders Giants or something.
Yeah. So well, they will be slightly bigger.
Yeah, so they can sell you bigger Skylanders. And then the one after that is Skylanders Mini, so they can sell you smaller Skylanders.
Microlanders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
someone at Activision's now going, he's fucking seen our business plan.
Yeah. I remember at the time thinking how fantastic it would be if Activision put their Transformers license to use in a similar
way.
That'd be
brilliant, wouldn't it?
I'd buy all of them.
Yeah, I imagine Tough Cub would probably be bankrupt.
She'd be like, here, just put it on the Wii U thing and you're done. You're like, oh, that's so good.
Yeah. That's probably the only thing that could make Tough Cub buy a Wii U.
Oh, he'd be so excited as well.
Yeah,
he would be very excited.
He would.
Yeah.
I really don't know anything else. I know that Sega have that Aliens game. That's coming to Wii U, so probably motion tracking tablet use on that.
Mm-hmm.
Ubisoft has a game called Killer Freaks from Outer Space, which is like a shooting game, like a first-person shooter. That's really about it.
Mm. Yeah.
Who knows? On the Wii U, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the thing is, we don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
Let alone what's going to be there for it.
Considering it's coming out in a few months, you know, it's June now and it's due out in time for the holiday season this year.
Maybe they'll just come out on stage and be like, psych, not a real thing.
Yeah. Did you really think we'd release something called that?
Wii was joke enough, but
yeah.
Are they just going to rename it? Is it going to be like the Revolution all over again?
Well, yeah, there's been rumours that they'll rebrand it. I don't know, it kind of makes
the Wii Me
some sense. Well, it's that whole brand confusion thing, isn't it? People saying that affected the 3DS because people thought it was just another iteration of the DS.
Mm.
Okay, call it the Wii Me. That's my bet.
Wii Me. Isn't that the characters on the Wii, though?
Or just really fucking confused. Just really confused people call it the Wii I.
Or just the Wii! If it's all in one word.
Yeah, I don't think they necessarily need to rebrand because the Wii hasn't had iterations the same way the DS has.
Yeah, I think the Wii brand itself is pretty strong. Like, I mean, it's ridiculously well sold, hasn't it? So
yeah, but I think they do need to do something to show that it's not just another Wii. I think they need to make a big point out of it being more powerful and doing more. Otherwise, people will just go, yeah, I've already got one of them.
Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with a good old-fashioned Wii 2.
Yeah. Well, it worked cool. for Sony, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Although, is it true that in Japan, the number 4 is unlucky? I read this on a comment on TSA, and they're like, oh, they're not going to do a PS4 because 4 is unlucky, so they won't call it that. But I don't know if that was true or not.
Really? I thought 3 was unlucky.
Oh, I don't know. Something's unlucky. I think it is 4 because 8's lucky.
Yeah, 8's lucky in Chinese.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about Japan.
Oh, God knows.
Unlucky number in Japan. Google.
I used to know a Chinese guy whose car number plate was 888.
Yeah,
like CFAX.
Yeah,
subtitles.
His like distant family members and Chinese friends that he had offered him loads and loads of money for his number plate because it was so lucky.
Now they don't like 4s or 9s because of the pronunciation of the words. Four is pronounced shi, which is the same pronunciation as death, and 9 is pronounced ku, which has the same pronunciation as agony or torture.
Well, to me, that just sounds like they've probably fucked their language up a bit. I should have tried a bit harder to make them not...
Probably don't call death four.
Yeah. Seems like a bit of a weird way to build a language.
Yeah.
He was 9'd to death. He was 9'd to 4.
Yeah.
Tortured until he died.
Oh, Japanese people. Go back and do it properly.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Didn't put any effort into your language, did you? Someone wasn't paying attention one day.
When they were like, right, Chinese, how can we change it?
Oh!
That's how it happens, more or less.
More or less.
it might not be an exact conversation, but...
That's a rough translation.
Someone in Japan was like, right, so we can have our language, or just go nick theirs. Seems way easier if we just go pinch it.
There are plenty of shared symbols between the two.
I know. I'm just imagining the conversation.
Hmm.
Well, anything else for the Wii U or the 3DS?
The 3DS has got quite a lot, actually.
Stuff in 3D.
It's got the 3DS. Let me read through
these. Do you think they're announcing 2D games for it?
Yeah, 3D didn't work. Sorry, our bad. But
Paper Mario is coming out. The 3DS, that must be 2D. Because he's made of paper, isn't he?
No, but you can have some nice parallax shit going on there.
Just have like
maybe you can. I don't even know what parallax is.
Do you not, I think it's a bad guy in
do you not know what parallax
Gallagher or something.
Please, you must be joking, Peter, surely.
What?
You know what parallax scrolling is?
No idea.
Oh, it's where like the background layers move at different speeds, so you get the illusion
like
that it's all moving.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Is that called parallax?
Yeah, it's just got a parallax scrolling.
Sci-fi bad game. It's that sci-fi bad guy name.
Yeah.
Oh. So anyway,
consumer of worlds.
They have Luigi's Mansion 2. That was playable at E3 last year and still hasn't come out. So that has to be out soon. They've got New Super Mario Bros. 2, which we haven't seen anything of, but is due for release in August.
Jesus.
Yeah. They've got Paper Mario, which we've seen a couple of screenshots of, but not heard any information or seen any moving images of. And that's due out this fiscal year.
Mm.
And aside from that, there are rumours of an Animal Crossing game. There is a Castlevania tie-in for the sequel to Lords of Shadow. It's called Castlevania : Lords of Shadow - Mirror of Fate.
Too much punctuation for a title.
Yeah, that's one title. It's only on a 3DS. They're going to need two boxes to write it. So that's coming out at some point. And then they've got a Mickey Mouse game, Disney Epic Mickey Power of Illusion, which is a sequel to Castle of Illusion that was on the Mega Drive.
Amazing. So, such a good game.
Yeah, but it's weirdly also a sequel to Epic Mickey, so I don't know how it's a sequel to two games.
Well, it's kind of a spin-off to Epic Mickey, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, that game, apparently you can draw objects on the touchscreen and you sort of trace the outline. And if you trace the outline well, then it appears in the world and helps Mickey. If you trace it badly, then it appears in the world and hinders him. which I thought was quite a cool little concept. Mm. So that's stuff that which is coming, or the Animal Crossing stuff, I think, is just rumoured. But people are also hoping that there'll be more localizations for Japanese games which are already out. Because the Japanese have two Monster Hunter games that we haven't had yet.
I've never even seen a Monster Hunter game, but everyone raves about them. Like, they're the best things ever.
Yeah, the Japanese go mad for them. I'm not really a big fan.
Monster Hunter for Vita would solve all the problems for Sony.
Yeah, in Japan.
Well, they probably wouldn't care about the rest of the world at that point, because they'd be like, oh, we made a shit ton of money over here. So, yeah, whatever.
Well, they get Monster Hunter out in Japan, they get Call of Duty out in the West, and it'll be
done, basically.
All done, sorted. So, yeah, there's quite a lot coming for 3DS. 3DS feels like it's sort of hitting its pace now. Sales are going really well, which means also I doubt that there'll be a hardware revision. I don't think they'll announce a new 3DS model. Because sales are fine now, so why should they? They've got that ridiculous clip-on circle pad thing, so there is an argument to say that they might revise the 3DS so that it just has two analogs.
They should do. It would make way more sense.
And they will do eventually, but I don't think now's the right time, because I don't think they need to. I think they can continue selling the unit that they've got.
3DSi, calling it.
6 months.
Yeah, I think that's fairly likely.
Yeah, well, they will. Eventually, they'll make a smaller, lighter one. And put two sticks on it, and that'll do. But they'll wait until everybody's finished buying the current model.
Yeah,
and then they'll release a lighter model, and everybody will rush out and buy that too.
They'll just be like, "Ma-ha-ha! Oh, you fools! Why did you buy the 3DS?"
Yeah. Well, they need to keep Reggie Fils-Aimé's keepers in razor blades.
I hope no one hears just that bit, because that's just going to sound really weird out of context.
Aside from that, we don't really know anything. Nintendo, who knows? See, the thing about Nintendo is they're 90% predictable and 10% batshit crazy. So we know most of what they're going to do, but then they could always saunter out on stage and talk about a vitality center for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So who knows with Nintendo? Could be anything, or it could be nothing, or it could be weird slides of women with the word never written underneath their faces. Yeah. We'll see.
Hopefully that just
hopefully
gigantic 50-foot high screens with a woman saying never on it.
I'm hoping that's the intro video to the when you power up the Wii U and that tablet springs to life. I'm hoping that's the video that they show you.
A woman glowering at you.
Well, they'll start off with it was like a 25-year-old guy or something. They said that he'll sometimes play video games. And there was a kid, and they say he's always playing video games. And they had this stern-looking schoolmistress. So maybe, hopefully, they'll go through the whole gamut.
Hmm.
We'll get to relive Nintendo's 2009 E3 presentation.
Or do you think they'll put a few more options out? Because they had like always, sometimes, never. Are they going to fill the spectrum in a bit more?
Yeah, when he's on the bus. He likes to play games while he's having a dump.
So, a little.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so cool. If they went into, like, a pinch and a smidgen. A dash.
It's just never, and they just take it one further. It's like, thinks technology is witchcraft. Just someone burning a 3DS.
Has lived in a cave for his entire life.
Yeah.
Knows not the power of language.
Thinks electricity comes from the sky. Anything else for Nintendo? I don't think there's really much. Like the Wii U, we know so little about what on earth they're going to do. Just something crazy.
Yeah, no idea.
Don't know.
I'm sticking with my snapping an iPad in half theory.
There's just really no telling with Nintendo. It could be anything. Reggie could come out on stage and do a little rap. For all we know, God knows what they have.
I kind of hope he does. Yeah. With the same nervous looking up at the auto cue that he did when he came out way back in 2004 or whenever it was.
Yeah.
Comes out dressed as Mario.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, do you remember the 3DS video from last year? What weird video is Reggie going to be in this year?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, that was really weird. It's just like him dodging a fireball and stuff.
Well, oh. The entire show is presented by Reggie Fils-Aimé's me.
Oh,
just
I would,
projected on no, stage like a Tupac hologram.
I'd watch the fucking shit out of that. That'd be amazing.
Walking about and Miyamoto's me comes out and says, does a wee bit and then goes away again.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
And also crazy.
It would be. It would be properly crazy. All right. I think that's kind of covered Nintendo and we're before our time.
No, we didn't even get to the dogs.
Right. We'll restart the top timer and let's talk about the rest quickly. Maybe set it for like 15 minutes and then we'll have like 15 minutes of this and then 15 minutes of questions at the end. I think that seems reasonable. So what do we reckon? What is anyone else? What's EA going to do?
Sports games.
Medal of Honor.
Assassin's Creed?
That's not EA.
Ubisoft.
That's Ubisoft.
Sorry.
Do we think EA will trundle out the Respawn guys who actually are in court during the day of E3?
Yeah, probably not, because that's...
Yeah, because they're in court.
Maybe just blurry screenshots, perhaps?
Yeah. Yeah,
here's what Respawn's working on. Blurry! So
yeah, that's the interesting thing, is that they scheduled that court case for the days of E3.
Do you get to pick?
Weird.
I'm not sure you get to pick.
No, I think the court scheduled them.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting. Well, it's not interesting. It's funny that they fell on this day.
Because Activision asked for an extension, and that's probably why. Because they were probably like, probably don't want ongoing court action while we're showing stuff on the show floor. That kind of... They don't do a conference, but they actually show up at the show still. Where they pull out the ESA, I can't remember.
Oh, no, they do. They definitely show. They definitely turn up.
All right.
Well, Call of Duty will be there.
Oh, yeah, that's
in
true.
Some manner. Probably at, I don't know, probably at Microsoft, do you think?
Oh, God knows, maybe.
Yeah. Probably at Microsoft in a big way, and then at Sony as part of a montage.
We did exclusive things. Yeah, all right. All right.
Yeah.
Calm down. It's fine.
Yeah.
Was it Ubisoft who did that Imagine Current Day Games in 16-bit? Yes. That was so weird.
Yeah, no, Mr. Caffeine.
Let's go. Ubisoft press conference will once again feel like some kind of strange fever dream.
Yeah. I think Ubisoft have actually grown into being one of my favourite developers over the past few years.
But they'll do what they always do, which is like, by the time you get to Ubisoft, you're like, oh, I've been through Microsoft and EA. I'm a bit hungry.
Pretty tired right now.
All right, what's going on? What are you doing? I've fallen asleep, haven't I? Yeah. I've fallen asleep. There's 2 years in a row where I've been covering the Ubisoft press conference and just going, this is happening, right, guys? This is actually happening. Like, I'm not just watching something else by mistake. It's their press conferences are bizarre at best.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I just wish that Uplay wasn't a thing.
Yeah, I wish that they'd all ditch that. EA have their own online thing as well. But can
annoying. Just... Like, let's just get a unified system. What was wrong with trophies and achievements?
Uplay's cool. Yeah. It's like, hey, you get points and then you can unlock this slightly different costume for something. And you're like, yeah, oh, yes. Wait. Why do I care?
Yeah, but I have like, oh, I don't know. God. I have an account with every one of those weird things that pops up when you start a game up.
Yeah.
So I've got EA Play accounts. I've got Uplay accounts and fuck, I don't know what else.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what my login details are for it or how many points I've got or where. You just go, yes, I'll sign up to that shit. Just unlock
Origins,
whatever it is on the menu.
EA, isn't it? Yeah.
And then never revisit it. And every now and again, I get email from them that tells me some shit that I don't really care about or tries to sell me something and I just delete it. So I don't think it's very effective. But yeah, Ubisoft, I think, have been quite promising over the past few years, and they're going to show off Assassin's Creed 3, which is going to look amazing.
I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah.
And
someone will be going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I don't know what they're going to do. Ubisoft, because they had Mr. Caffeine last year. I don't know if they'll have him back.
I hope not.
If maybe they'll get somebody who's not mentally ill to present their show.
I can't.
Might be nice.
But
just for a change.
2009 was weird. 2010 was very weird. 2011 was weirder. So they've got to go stranger than that. They've got
2009 was the one that they developed. They gave over like 20 minutes to James Cameron talking about Avatar the movie.
Yeah,
not even the game.
Yeah, and then 2010 was laser tag and Michael Jackson dancing that they didn't really explain any context for.
Yeah,
they just went dancing Michael Jackson. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah.
By the way, here's what Michael Jackson would look like in 1970.
Yeah. Then last year was Mr. Caffeine and flashbacks, which was weird. And giant beardy man showing off whatever it was.
Rabbits.
Showing off Raven Rabbits. You're like, this is not weird. Oh no, this is pretty fucking weird.
It was like, oh, we're gonna see some rabbit stuff. That'll be cute. Oh my god, who brought the Viking?
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. He was cool though. I think he was my favourite character of E3 last year. Mm. Massive beardy man. What else have Ubisoft got? They've bought the developer of Trackmania, and they've got that Shootmania thing,
yep.
Which I think would be awesome if they tied it into the laser tag thing from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Because it kind of looks like that. I don't know what else they've got. Splinter Cell. There's big rumours around Splinter Cell. That's really all I can think of. I would quite like to see Ubisoft announce the next Driver game.
Yeah, probably. That'd be good.
Because it has been a while since the last one, so it'd be nice to see that.
Mm.
Sorry, I was briefly distracted by a YouTube compilation of Mr. Caffeine clips.
He's a very strange man.
The description on the video is apparently this man is someone companies bring in to make entire audiences commit suicide.
Yeah. I don't know what they could do. Are they going to start this year off with a bonfire or something? Because I can't think of many ways they could make it weirder.
No, I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe they'll get rid of all the chairs in the conference room and have everyone sat down cross-legged.
That would be amazing.
Decorate it look like an outdoor scene.
It's just a guy like sitting on a stool smoking, like in an old school jazz club style.
Yeah.
Just like this guy with a very husky voice.
Time was, you come in here and get a cheap beer. Well, not anymore.
What? Who are you? We're just here for the Ubisoft.
Yeah, come in. Sit down, cross your legs.
That'd be amazing. Oh, God. They got to do that. Just weird. Oh. Maybe the shit Ubisoft just won't do games. Maybe that's the only way they could make it stranger.
What they should have is a puppet of Rayman do the whole thing.
God, that'd be awesome.
Like with some operator hanging out in the rafters somewhere, so like it's just Rayman on stage.
Mm.
That'd be pretty good.
I'm hoping they have some dancing again at the end of the show, just unexplained dancing. Gotta have that.
And now dancing.
That's literally when they did the Michael Jackson announcement, that's what they did. They went, we're doing Michael Jackson experience, here's some people dancing. And then after people finished dancing, they went, all right, that's the end of the press conference. You know, you're not going to explain what that Michael Jackson thing is. It was just people dancing. Anything else about it?
No, that's it, yeah.
No,
just dancing in that.
All right, Ubisoft, you're crazy people. Mm. I wonder who in PR is planning their press conferences? Who is like, yes, it's a good idea, it'd be fine. This will work well, be fine. Who is doing that?
I've seen this hilarious guy calls himself Mr. Caffeine. I think he'll go down a storm.
Oh. No, Mr. Caffeine like actually works in marketing there. It's very strange. And the year before that, like 2010 was hosted by like a professional stand-up comedian.
Yep. Who wasn't in the slightest funny.
And it didn't seem very interested in Ubisoft products, which was very weird. Mr. Caffeine was overly interested in their products, like just to a worrying extent. So, God knows. Shaquille O'Neal. The Ubisoft press conference this year will be hosted by Shaquille O'Neal.
You heard it here first.
Done.
Called it.
It's just going to be that. If he comes out now, how amazing would that be? He'd be like, okay. Right. Yeah.
I guess we'll have some sort of sports people for EA's various sports franchises, won't we? They like to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll drag out NFL stars and talk about Madden a bit. They probably won't mention FIFA much.
I hope they bring out Brian Lara and go, you would never guess what we've been working on.
Oh. That would be pretty cool.
That was Codemasters, though.
Was it?
Yeah,
it was. I just assumed because it was like man's sports game.
Or if they bought the Brian Lara cricket license weirdly off Codemasters.
Yeah, that would be pretty weird.
It would be very
I don't
weird.
Think I've managed to get a single studio right on this podcast.
No, I don't worry, it's fine.
There's an Avengers game due out this autumn.
Yeah, Peter Moore will come out and be tattooed with something.
Live on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just go ahead and keep presenting. I'm just going to get this tattooed. I'm getting inked over here, guys.
Okay? I was just like, yeah, FIFA 13. Yeah, well, we kind of knew.
What else of Ubisoft? Ubisoft have something else big. Far Cry.
Far Cry 3, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Ubisoft.
Yeah, that's true.
That's going to be big.
Can EA, can they get the slightly creepy thing where Peter Moore comes out and then brings out guys from NFL and then they have that slightly cultish call and response thing where he asks them questions.
Oh, yeah, that was so weird.
Like a drill instructor.
Yeah, that was just a little bit creepy. You know, okay.
And the guy just looked like he wanted to go, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But just like knew that he had to go, yes, I do. I am. Yes.
Yeah.
So awkward.
Yeah, that was
weird. Was horrible to watch.
It's to be fair to him though, it must be quite hard each year to come out and announce sports games at E3 in like an interesting way.
That's true. They should probably just have like live wrestling or something going on at the same time.
Oh, well,
I don't know. They should just. Well, I think the thing is that their sports games are too big, really. But what they should do is just go, oh, yeah, we've got new sports games coming out.
Yeah.
Here's a little montage video. Yeah. And then move on.
Yeah.
Will there just some weird MMA thing? Will there be a live MMA cage fight at EA's press conference?
Yes.
That would be cool. Are EA still doing that?
Oh, I don't know. They didn't have the license, so they went and just bought all the other fighters' licenses who aren't in UFC.
Yeah, but then all those fighters got basically blacklisted by UFC.
Yeah, but then Dana White, I think his name is, head of UFC, kind of backed down because they all went, yeah, we're going to sue the fuck out of you. And he went, oh, well, all right then.
Oh, breaking news. I'm hearing that there will be no trial in the West and Zampella versus Activision suit.
No trial? What does that mean?
Trial. They haven't released comment yet, but lawyers have said that the case is resolved.
Oh, so someone settled then.
Someone settled to try and keep their secrets.
No, he's gone straight to the death sentence, I think. No trial.
Basically, yeah. Activision have settled and gone, oh, just fucking have $1 billion. Just piss off, will you?
Yeah. Just please leave us alone.
Yeah, just have your fucking money that we owe you legitimately, but we're not...
So...
Yeah.
If they have settled out of court, think that they'll make an appearance?
Hopefully, be awesome.
Is that the point?
Is that maybe EA have settled? EA just gave Western Zampella and I just here's fucking money. Just stop with Activision. Come be at the press conference.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, something's happened. It'd be interesting. Someone's given someone a load of money and we'll never hear because they'll just seal the court documents.
Yeah, well, this is it. Well, there's too much stuff in there that they don't want people to know about.
And that's West or Zampella. Just go, we're fucking rich. Because I would imagine whatever's happened, they're probably pretty rich now.
Well, they're pretty rich anyway, I think, aren't they?
Probably significantly richer.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah.
I would imagine that a large sum of money has changed hands in their favour.
Do you think they've just given them, like, the profits from a WoW expansion or something?
They've just signed them in 10% on WoW for the next 10 years.
Done.
There we go.
Yeah, so that's set. Oh, that's good that it's settled at least. But that's a little bit disappointing because we were hoping to get more weird announcements via court documents.
Yeah, it kind of shits all over the people that have been bigging up their live blogging of the trial.
Yeah.
For the past 3 weeks, people have been talking about, we're going to be there at the trial every day. Well, you're going to be on your own.
Maybe they'll just go to other trials that are taking place at the same time now.
Well, yeah, we've got this live blogging stuff set up. Should we just blog other trials?
I just picture all these game journalists turning up with one of those big sketch pads and some chalk.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be good. Oh, that's interesting anyway. So
yeah, it looks like it's been settled.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, well, maybe they'll turn up at EA and just be like... Maybe they'll just turn up at EA with just like a wheelbarrow full of money.
Yeah. They'll just turn up at EA and go, hi, we settled our court case so we could be here, and here, we're going to give everybody free money.
Because...
just fall from the ceiling like confetti. Yeah,
because what do we fucking care now?
I've got so much I can't carry at home.
Well, is that how court cases work? They just, yeah, give it to you with like a briefcase at the end.
Yeah, like laundry bags full of money.
Yep.
They're like, you could just bank transfer this to me. I'm like, no, we fucking pay how we want. It's a billion
symbol.
Dollars in cash.
Yeah. I imagine that at the end of it, it's topped off by Bobby Kotick taking off his watch. And just put it on the top of the pile just to top the deal off.
Yeah. We're up. Okay.
It's a question time then, I guess.
Questions then, apparently, according to the dogs.
Question time.
I've got quite a few of these Twitter questions. But before I do that, I must do something very important. This is specifically for Tough Cub. He has asked that I do a poetry reading of the Pitbull song International Love. So, this could be odd. You put it down like New York City. I never sleep wild like Los Angeles. My fantasy, hotter than Miami. I feel the heat. Oh, Miss International Love. Oh, Miss International Love. I don't play football, but I've touched down pretty much all around the world. I don't play baseball, but I've hit a home run all around the world. I've been to countries and cities I can't pronounce, and the place in the glow I didn't know existed. In Romania, she pulled me to the side and told me, Pitt, you can have me and my sister. In Lebanon, yeah, the women are the bomb. And in Greece, you've guessed it, the women are sweet. Spinned all around the world, but I ain't going to lie. There's nothing like Miami's heat. You put it down like New York City. I never sleep wild like Los Angeles. My fantasy hotter than Miami. I feel the heat. Oh, Miss International Love. Oh, Miss International Love. Can't I be on looking for visas? I ain't taking credit cards, if you know what I mean. There, that'll do.
Looks like that's all we've got time
for. I hope
that
pleases you, Tough Cub. There's quite a lot of that. I didn't really want to go through all of it. Yeah.
I'm sure that's enough for him to make his remix.
If you like my birch reading, please don't request any more ever.
I don't think there's a danger of of anyone enjoying that.
I don't know, our listeners.
No, it was really nice. It was really nice. Soothing.
Yeah, next week, famous poems as a rap.
Yes. The other way around, flipping it on its head. All right, so I'm going to go up.
Flip turned upside down.
Yeah, I'm going to go up through the Twitter questions.
Starting with the Jabberwocky.
Oh, wait, before I do that, I have an email question. This is really long. I can't be asked to read this.
Is this the one that Lewis sent earlier?
Hi, guys. I'm not sure if you would get this email for the podcast, but I just wanted to share a couple of pre-E3 thoughts. June is coming with regularly weekly releases of the Vita. I presume it means for the Vita. Not that they're going to release like every week.
A Vita every day.
Plus, I wanted to play as much of my Vita backlog of games as possible. So if I had touched my Katamari, bloody hell, what the fuck? This game is so weird and cool. It's the first Katamari, but this isn't really a question. It's just stuff.
It's just some thoughts.
All right.
It's E3 Atreides.
Apparently, he likes Katamari. I really, really loved it with all the rainbows and the kings of all the cosmos. Man, that's awesome stuff. Playing Touch My Katamari feels like sniffing poppers and getting rimmed or high on LSD. All right. I wish I'd read that sentence before I read it out loud. You should give it a try.
Oh, God, I hope somebody splices out that bit of audio.
You should give it a try. The game, I mean. Anyway, hope that...
Not the rimming and the LSD, no?
hope that
touch my katamari is quite good.
Hope that anyway. Hope that E3 brings us loads of news about the Vita future as well as the gaming industry as general. I assume means in general. Keep up the good work, and we are listening. P.S. Kev, it has been some time since you joined the show, but I still need to say welcome to the show, man. You sound rather nice and funny, and make a great asset for the TSA podcast crew. From Amar.
That would have meant so much more if he hadn't previously just mentioned the LSD rimming on with poppers. Thanks anyway. No, I appreciate your kind words.
Probably one of the stranger emails I've ever had.
Who's that from?
Some guy called Amar.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Amar.
Yeah, it's nice to get a bit of feedback.
Yeah. all right. Actual questions now. Hopefully now these about LSD. Bar 66 says, did you guys see the WWE 13 cover reveal on Raw and trailer? What did you think? I didn't see it, but I have seen the new cover, but I haven't seen the reveal, but I know what happened. I haven't seen the trailer though. So,
I've seen the trailer. I'm not sure if the trailer is real or if it was, a leak. I don't know. It looks like last year's.
I was going to say, I assume it's the trailer of people punching other people.
Yeah, pretty much. There is one point in the trailer where the ring collapses. That looks pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. Does it have The Rock in it?
I think so.
I best do, because he's sort of half back, but not really. Yeah. He's back. He's back when he has a movie to promote.
It looks pretty cool, though. It looks like last year's. They don't seem to have improved it visually that much.
Is it still missing the HUD like last year's was in the really weird way?
I think so. It's hard to tell from the trailer, but I think so. I think the cover for that game is really, really good.
The CM Punk, it looks very cool.
Yeah, it's well lit and it's just him and it's just... The last few covers have been a little bit cheesy, I think.
Yeah, it's really... I love the really dark lighting they've got on it. It's very cool.
Yeah, so...
dark lighting, not a dark light. They haven't just like put a UV light on him to see if he glows. Tom H. Lord says, this clever ploy by Sony by revealing PS3 games, PSP colors, and downloadable Vita games, is it to make way for big Vita games, right? Right? Maybe.
Yes.
Listen to a bit of podcast earlier when we talked about that.
Yeah.
Go back a bit, like an hour, and just listen to that.
Rewind!
It'll be fine. Teflon says, do you think E3 might have too much importance and that we'll see more news break away to surrounding weeks not to get lost?
Yes,
but there's still always going to be huge shit go down at E3.
Yeah, I don't think it's a lack of importance. I think that the smaller stuff, like Sony have done, I think this is very clever, very smart of them.
Mm.
They'll put the smaller stuff out now because there have been, in the past couple of years, there's been things that we've heard about a couple of weeks after E3 and been like, what the hell? When did that happen? And somebody says, oh yeah, they talked about it at E3, but everybody was too busy watching Assassin's Creed on burning boats and all that crazy hyperbolic shit that they put up on stage.
Yeah.
That nobody heard us talking about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think this is very smart. I think that there'll be more of this. And that's clever. Because people can see all this stuff coming out now, and then when they're at E3 next week, they'll go and play it.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll all be on the floor. Exactly. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. Top Gear Sam says, is the PS Plus revamp, if the PS Plus revamp is true, what new features would you most want to be included in it?
Larger cloud save space.
Mm.
Background downloads.
Yep.
Patches and stuff. I don't really know. I think the PS Plus, I really think the PS Plus is worth the money now. I think it's a fantastic service.
Yeah,
you get a lot for all your money.
I'm really pleased that I'm a member of it now because I managed to wipe my PlayStation and I was only halfway through Mass Effect 3. And if I hadn't had PS Plus, I wouldn't have had that on the cloud.
There you go.
And I would have been very sad.
Yeah.
Huzzah! I also happen to know some of the things which are most likely coming to PS Plus, so I can't really talk about it.
Okay.
But they're worth having. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think
regardless of anything that happens with a PS Plus revamp, as of right now, it's worth buying that service.
Yeah, I agree.
A couple of questions on do we think pre-free leaks are good or bad? So not announced.
Depends, really.
Leaks.
I think leaks can really, like, when something has managed to keep a secret and then they announce it on stage and everyone's like, oh my god, who saw that coming? And that's really cool. I think it's a shame sometimes if the bigger stuff gets leaked.
Yeah, I think it's a shame to see leaks. I think in an ideal world, people would keep the stuff under wraps and it would all be announced on stage and it would all be a big shock and that'd be great.
Mm.
But, you know.
But the internet exists.
Yep.
Yeah.
It does.
The problem is that people always go looking for this stuff.
Yep.
So it will come out somehow.
Yep. And finally from Twitter, the Lone Steven says, who do you think will unveil the most new IPs?
The most new IP?
Yeah.
I don't
think this is going to be a new IP E3. I think probably next year will be because we'll start getting new consoles and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the question still remains, will anybody, and if so, who will anybody do more than one?
Probably not, no. Right. Do we have any forum questions?
We've got a few forum questions. I think I'm looking in the right forum. It says episode 66, and this kind of technically isn't episode 66.
Oh, they only answering questions about E3. Fuck any other questions.
Okay. We don't have any questions.
Okay, that's good. We're done then. Because I really need to go to the loo, so I'm just kind of wrapping this up. E3 and shit. We're going to have podcasts next week. God, why did
neither me or Lewis. Possibly.
Why did I schedule so many? By the way, Lewis, I don't know, I think he's eating cake or something.
I think they're having some big Jubilee thing in work tomorrow, and Lewis is just busy preparing for that. And
Presumably,
probably just doesn't love us enough.
I can't come on Monday because I'm hanging up the bunting. So, and then Tuesday.
Yeah, I kind of presume he's eating cake because he is in the French Revolution.
But we are hoping to get some of the other guys from DSA on.
Yeah, it's not.
It won't just be me and Chris.
Yeah, probably not just going to be me and Peter. That would be weird. It'll probably be like people who were there last year, like Josh, maybe. Although he might be moving house, which is really inconvenient. Not for us, just for him to try and cover stuff while moving house. Seems tricky. Maybe Gareth, maybe Greg, people like that. Blair might come on, be Scottish. Well,
if we're lucky.
Whatever.
If he comes on, I think he'll definitely be Scottish.
I think there's a possibility he might be French. And maybe Alex, but we don't know yet. He'll turn up and be fake Scottish. that's all happening next week. So there should be, in theory, there should be a Sony, a Nintendo, and a Microsoft. Not in that order. Microsoft and then Microsoft podcast on Monday, Sony podcast Tuesday sometime, and Nintendo podcast Tuesday evening, probably.
Probably.
Who knows? And then I expect on next week's podcast. We'll do loads. It'll be lots of what happened at E3 shizzle.
Yeah, we'll probably have to tell Chris, or we'll probably have to tell Kev and Lewis what happened.
Yeah.
Because they won't be paying attention. They'll be off busy having lives and enjoying the bank holiday while we sit in darkened rooms and weep.
Over what you've just seen Ubisoft do.
Yeah. But yeah, loads of E3 shit this week and probably some weird shit because we'll be quite sleep deprived.
Oh god, do you remember the Nintendo podcast last year?
That was just crazy for about 2 hours.
Oh god. It was only meant to be like 40 minutes long and we just couldn't stop because we'd both gone insane. We're just both so tired.
Pretty much.
Oh, I'm so glad I got time off this year because it's the Jubilee. Last year I didn't have any time off work either and I was just getting cabs everywhere so we could get home from work quickly.
Crazy.
All I remember is Ubisoft just being like, what the fuck is happening? And
do you think they'll mention the Jubilee at E3?
Probably not.
I reckon they're going to announce a new IP based on the Queen.
Could well happen.
Rock Band.
Yeah.
Yes.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, it's clever. For a second, I thought you said, I kind of heard you say Rock Star, like the Queen was going to be in a GTA-style game, but as the lead.
I'd buy that. So that's all that's happening at E3. Thank you all for listening to this pre-E3 special podcast.
Pre-3!
boom, megaton, etc.
Explosion.
Yeah. I met him the other day. Nice bloke.
Who? What?
Peter knows who I mean. Yeah. I met him very briefly in Soho. Yeah. So that's
for a rendezvous.
No, he was just in the hallway, strangely.
Okay.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, it is.
Was it your hallway?
Someone else's hallway.
Did he invade your vestibule?
He looked very tired. I'm not gonna say it is. People have to figure it out. It's not very difficult. So yeah. Cheers for listening. E3 tomorrow when this podcast goes up. Hooray!
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. E3 tomorrow. Ooh.